Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
From Taylorville High School, where the Galesburg boys basketball team enters its third game in this first Taylorville holiday tournament. Silver Streaks lost to Charleston yesterday 55-51, then defeated Taylorville last night 47-25. The opponent today, the Mattoon Green Wave, a team that the Silver Streaks played against and defeated last year when this tournament was in Charleston. And the Green Wave coming in with 2 1-point losses in this tournament. A one-point loss in the opener to Rantoul, 49-48, and then a really devastating one-point loss to Charleston yesterday, 57-56. So they are 3-8 overall. The Silver Streaks, having snapped that eight-game losing streak with the win over Taylorville last night, comes in at 5-8. If you weren't with us yesterday, this gymnasium has some history associated with it. An undefeated boys basketball team that won the state title in 1944. I don't know how this happened, Jim. They won 45 games that year. That just astounded me when we walked in, and that was the first thing we saw in the trophy case right there, 45-0.
Yeah. How do you play that many games in a season? Because so many times when you look back into the earlier years, teams will win a state title going like 21-0. They played less games than they do now, but back then, 45-0.
Wow. It was a team that Johnny Orr was a member of. Johnny Orr, the great college basketball coach who went on to coach at Michigan and Iowa State. Ron Bontemps was on that team, a name that you and I were discussing earlier yesterday, Jim, Fighting Illini fans.
Kevin Bontemps.
Not necessarily Ron, but Kevin Bontemps. So
Ron went on to win gold medals at the Olympics with the basketball team. The name Allison Curtin up there as well. Many remember her from girls basketball, the 1998 Illinois Miss Basketball, and Galesburg played that tornado team from Taylorville a couple of times in her years, and a great player.
So here it's Galesburg and Mattoon. The Green Wave will start Skylar Hartbank, a 6'1 junior, Jared Pilson, a 6'1 sophomore, the littlest guy in the starting lineup, Ryan Sparks, a 5'9 junior, and then at the forward spots, Christopher Heller, a 6'2 senior, and Michael White, a 6'4 junior. The Silver Streaks will start Carson Cheeseman again for the second straight game. Grant Gibson and Aslan Butler back in the starting lineup. Austin Garnett and Lamont Ross. Ross, the biggest offensive threat for the Silver Streaks in the first two games here. And Mattoon wins the tip. Galesburg girls already winners at the Charleston tournament earlier today, 59-21. Galesburg boys try to make it 2-0 for Silver Streaks basketball here today on WGIL, and they force a turnover on the opening possession. Outlet pass to Grant Gibson, turnaround, shoots in the lane, it's off the mark, and the rebound goes to the Green Wave's Christopher Heller. Quickly up court come Mattoon, and a quick jumper from the low post. That one comes up short, rebound saved by Garnett. Underneath the basket, boy, we've had some quick action here in the early going. Galesburg quickly into the front court. Butler skip pass left side over to Ross. Now he'll bring it back out. So much more of an up-and-down game in the first 30 seconds than we anticipated.
So the kids all had a good night's sleep, a couple of good meals. They're ready to play today.
Gibson has a pass knocked out of his hands and then a whistle and a hold called apparently against Mattoon. That'll be against Heller, his first, and the first team foul on either club 47 seconds into the game.
I think in these tournaments many times you see the level of play improve a little bit the second day too, because teams get more comfortable with where they're playing at. I think the nerves are gone out. A lot of them haven't played for a week or more with Christmas, and now they're back into a rhythm and out here thinking nothing but basketball.
On the outside, Carson Cheeseman with it on the right. Skips it left over to Lamont Ross. You better believe he'll be covered up by either team the Silver Streaks play here today, especially after scoring a career-high 19 against Charleston yesterday. Spin move in the lane by Gibson, yeah, cut off, dishes it back out to Lamont. It's tipped out of his hands, and Ross will reset the offense here. Inlet pass intended for Gibson. He gets the deflection over near the Mattoon bench. We're a minute and a half into the game, no score. Here's a jumper by Gibson from the baseline. That won't go. Heller comes down with his second rebound. Into the front court quickly, and Mattoon cut off by Galesburg's defense. Now left side on the wing. Sparks finds an opening, drives into the lane, and takes it all the way in for the hoop.
Well, yesterday our half-court offense struggled against a zone on the same basket to our left. This time it's a straight man-to-man utilized by Mattoon, and we're having all sorts of trouble finding a decent shot against that.
Ross all the way at half-court now works his way to the right, picks up the dribble, needs help. Gibson comes out high for it. Gibson trying to give off to Cheeseman, needs to get the pass away, and now starts to dribble and hands off to Ross. Nearly a five-second call there. We're 2 minutes into the game, Mattoon with an early 2-0 lead. Ross had Cheeseman cutting on the backdoor layup, but he doesn't find it. Now skips it out to him on the outside. Aslan Butler drives inside the free throw line, forces up a shot, draws a foul. He'll get a couple of free throws here.
You get the feeling Aslan, when he got that pass out high, was hearing the voice of Mike Reynolds saying, no, we'd just as soon have you do something inside, because he could have had the three-point attempt, and he's probably been taking a few too many of those, what Coach Reynolds was telling us last night. This time he penetrates, draws the foul, and gets some free throws.
Skylar Hartbank with the foul. Second foul on Mattoon, and Butler makes the first free throw for the Silver Streaks, getting them on the board, down 2-1 with 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Mike Reynolds already looking disgusted on the sideline with his hands in his pocket and muttering to himself, it looks like. Butler makes both free throws, ties the game.
It's the life of a coach.
That's true. What did you find out about the shoes the officials are wearing here, Jim? We were impressed by the uniformity and the really sharp look that they have.
He said they all love them. They're called Explosions, a zigzag design on the tread. They're black shoes, and he said the word has just got around, and we got a whistle inside and a push foul against the Streaks. But he said that I thought maybe it was standard for the officials because yesterday's crew all had them too, same shoes. But he said, no, it's just an elective. But he said once the word has gotten around on how incredibly comfortable these things are, everybody's buying them.
Well, they sure look comfortable.
Yeah, they look very official. You can shine them up. And huge zigzag tread design.
The foul on Austin Garnett, and then on the inbound, the Streaks lose Skylar Hartbank coming in from the left wing, who lays it up and in. So two layups for Mattoon's baskets here in the early going for a 4-2 Green Wave lead. Ross, free throw line extended, Grant Gibson now starts to dribble right. Ross comes back out for it, shoots the three. That's off the back of the rim. And the long rebound chase down. Butler gets it, lobs it out to Cheeseman, and the Streaks reset offensively. So Coach Mike Reynolds said they need to get more offensive rebounds, and there's one right there.
Still looking for our first field goal of the game. Mattoon's playing some great defense. Down a little bit to get this solved.
Grant Gibson working his way right, forces up a shot, has the ball knocked out of his hands on the way up, and the loose ball picked up by Ryan Sparks. Outlet to the other end, a 2-on-3, a forced up shot, a bank shot for Grant Spear into the game for Mattoon. Are they going to count the basket?
I think he is, yes. Pretty generous.
I thought it was the scoreboard showing 6-2. And the foul on Carson Cheeseman, his first. Makes it 6-2, Green Wave, 4:47 to go in the first quarter, and then Spear misses the free throw. Grant Gibson gets the rebound. So as Jim mentioned, Galesburg still looking for its first basket of the game. 4:40 to go in the first quarter, Streaks down by four. Top of the circle, Carson Cheeseman. Butler cutting backdoor. Cheeseman keeps the dribble on the outside. Now gets it off on the high low to Gibson. He's cut off on the baseline, skips it out top to Ross. Right side over to Butler. Long three, swish.
Got that one way downtown. Aslan rings it up, and the Streaks are within one.
All 5 points in the game for Aslan Butler, who doesn't even have 5 points in the tournament. Limited playing time in both games yesterday as he was in Coach Mike Reynolds' doghouse. As Coach Reynolds has been looking for more spark from Butler. Now Gibson fouls Heller from the backside as Heller got position. Mattoon really taking it to the Streaks on the inside, finding lots of openings. And Heller will go to the line shooting two after the second team foul on Galesburg. Third team foul, the first on Gibson.
Yeah, I don't think they've taken a shot that isn't pretty much right underneath the basket, have they?
Nope. And the first free throw by Heller is good. Makes it 7-5 Mattoon. Heller at the free throw line, a good free throw shooter, just under 82% on the season, and he makes both here. 8-5, Green Wave by three over the Silver Streaks. Cheeseman on the inbound to Ross. A couple of Green Wave defenders waiting at half court to pick up there. Extending the man defense. Ross works around a screen from Garnett. All the way to the end of the Mattoon bench. Now reverses back to Butler.
Oh,
another long three,
my.
And that one's off the back of the rim. Rebound to Mattoon.
He was way out there.
Into the front court quickly, and a travel called right in front of us. Jared Pilsen drags the pivot foot. Trying to reverse directions. That's the second Green Wave turnover. Galesburg down three, just past the midpoint of the first quarter. It's 8-5, Mattoon. Streaks trying to get back within one or maybe tie the game here. They've been tied once at two already. Ross trying to work out of a double team. Needs help backing up near half court. Garnett nearly has it taken away. Controls the ball, bounces it back to Cheeseman in the midcourt circle. Left side over to Butler on the outside. And they'll cover him up much deeper now. Gibson nearly falls backward but keeps the dribble. Hands off to Ross, around the screen, pulls up at the free throw line, and banks it in.
He didn't call bank. I'm not sure he intended it that way, but we'll take it. I think if we're going to have a chance, our guards have got to penetrate better because it all starts with them, and Mattoon is really overplaying, pushing us out, double-teaming when they can. Our guards have got to get it around them, get it into the paint, and open some things up.
Do a better job interior defensively, too, as everything from Mattoon has come on the inside outside of a couple of free throws, which resulted from penetration on that possession. On the outside, here's a penetration. Now kick out and a three-pointer by Pilsen misses everything. And inexplicably, Lamont Ross saves it under the basket before it goes out of bounds. But Galesburg comes up with it for the chance to take the lead here. On the outside, Cheeseman penetrates, kicks it out to Ross. Now he'll drive up, pull up the high post, and swished it. And Galesburg has its first lead of the game at 9-8.
Be very surprised if Lamont Ross continues to play like this that he isn't on the all-tournament team here. He's been pretty steady. 19 the first game yesterday, 8 last night, and a good overall 4 performance. 4 quick ones here.
He has 4. Butler has 5. Galesburg leads 9-8. On the outside, bounce pass goes to the right. Now they kick it back around to the left. A fake 3 by Pilsen. Steps back. Now here's a jumper from the top of the circle, and that one is good.
First three ball of the game for the Green Wave. They've hit 4 of their 6 from the field and lead by 2.
On the right side, Ross. Around the screen from Garnett. Hands off to Gibson. The lane was open, but the Streaks can't find it. Cheeseman on the outside. Now left it goes to Butler. He'll penetrate. Jump stop in the lane. Gets some contact, and he goes right to the basket. He'll get a couple of free throws here.
Again, the good decision. He could have had the 3, but he missed the last one rather badly, and decides to go inside, and just like the last time he did that, gets fouled going to the basket.
And that's the second foul of the game now on Skylar Hartbank. Third team foul on Mattoon. So their main point guard will have to head to the bench. Free throw by Butler is good. Gets the Streaks back within 1 now at 11-10. Butler 3-for-3 from the line. 6 of Galesburg's first 10 points here this afternoon. Ryan Hutchinson, a 6'2 sophomore in for the Green Wave. 1:36 to go in the first quarter. The second of 4 Galesburg High School basketball games today here on WGIL. Butler ties the game with a second free throw. We're knotted up at 11.
Sure. Tough day yesterday. Aslan looks like he's found his game again here early in this, and that is good news for the Silver Streaks. Your leading scorer and rebounder for the season needs to come up big.
Mattoon might be wondering a little bit who this kid is, because through the first two games of the tournament, This is a completely different Aslan Butler. On the left side, Kendall Thompson, I think, got away with a hold defensively. Now the pass goes to the right side into the corner to Grant Spear, and then he travels with it as Gibson and Ross come up and double-team Spear right on the sideline, and he shuffled his pivot foot.
I thought he was more in danger of stepping on the sideline than he was traveling, but I didn't really see the shuffle, but we'll take it and maybe get the lead here with a minute to go first quarter.
Here's a bad pass, nearly stolen away. Butler comes up with a deflection in front of the Mattoon bench, drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Kendall Thompson. He steps inside the arc, shoots the 2, missed it. Garnett with a rebound, loses it on the way back up for the putback, and he'll get a couple of free throws on a reach-in foul by Ryan Hutchinson.
As usual, when Garnett gets points or opportunities, it's because he's worked hard, and that was the case again on the weak side opportunity there. Had to fight for that position, got it, and got fouled.
Again, Coach Mike Reynolds saying in the pregame show he'd like to see the Streaks starting to fight for more offensive rebounds. They have a couple of them here in the first quarter, and it's led to good things both times. Garnett misses the first free throw. He's just 50% on the season, but he gets 2. Ryan Carl coming in for the first time. Grant Gibson gets his first breather of the game with just under 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tied at 11, Garnett's second free throw, looking to put Galesburg on top. It's up and in. First point of the game for Austin Garnett. Galesburg back on top, 12-11. Third lead change of the game already to go along with a couple of ties. Under 50 seconds to go first quarter. Galesburg on top, 12-11. On the right side, dish left. Stepping inside the arc, now a bounce pass back to the free throw line. Sparks works his way left to kick it back out for a 19-foot jump shot. Good.
Mattoon continues to shoot well. They're 5 of 7 from the field, but they've had a few turnovers. Not surprised to see him go with the perimeter because we're playing larger with both Butler and Carl in the game at the same time inside.
Lamont Ross trapped by a double team on the sideline. Ducks underneath and tries to step through it. Gets called for a travel. Just the first Galesburg turnover of the game. And Mattoon with a 13-12 lead may hold for the last shot here. Trying to build on a one-point advantage. They've led by as many as four here in this first quarter. And they spread it out a bit. Shaughnessy Carlin working left. Now a drive in the lane and a block by Ryan Carl. Loose ball picked up by Lamont Ross with 4 seconds to go. Down to 2 seconds to go at the other end. The basket is good. And the Streaks take the lead at the end of the first quarter thanks to a defensive block and a sprint out by Lamont Ross. 14-13 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
One quarter gone, Galesburg with the ball. Lamont Ross is sprinting layup at the end of the first quarter, gives Galesburg a one-point lead, and the Streaks start on offense in the second quarter as well. Grant Gibson back in, replacing Austin Garnett. Gibson out high, starts to dribble left. Now a crossover dribble, loses his man briefly, still with the dribble, skips it out right side to Aslan Butler. Aslan drives, cut off, forces up the shot. It's the side of the backboard. Rebound off Ryan Carl's hands. Out of bounds back to Mattoon. Chance to work in some first quarter statistics, Jim.
Well, let's see. Shooting percentage favors Mattoon, but they only got off 8 shots. They hit 5 out of 8. Streaks were 4 of 10. Does that sound right?
Yep. Maybe.
And rebounds just about same, 6-4 Galesburg. Not many turnovers in that first quarter either.
Here's a turnover by Mattoon through the hands of Michael White cutting down the lane. Streaks with a 2-on-1, but Butler pulls it back out, and the Streaks will reset the offense here. Just underway in the second quarter, Galesburg leading 14-13, and a pass off Lamont Ross's leg into the backcourt. And Austin Garnett quickly will check in for the Silver Streaks, replacing whom? Grant Gibson.
As soon as we said not many turnovers, the teams trade of them on that possession. But I thought both teams did pretty good. I mean, to put up 27 points combined in that quarter with the size of defense that was being played, it was really, I thought, a well-played first quarter on both teams' parts.
Skip past a spear into the right corner. Spin move in the lane. Forces up a shot. They're going to call him for travel. Yep. And two quick turnovers by Mattoon here to start the second quarter.
Well, that travel call saved Ryan Carl from getting a foul because he clobbered him as he went in for the basket, but he shuffled his feet beforehand, so Ryan got away with a free hack.
Just underway in the second quarter, 1 minute gone. Galesburg with a 14-13 lead. Carl gives off to Ross on the left wing. Now top of the circle, Garnett. He was looking for Carl to cut back door. Instead, Garnett dribbles right, picks up the dribble. Carl comes out high. He has it now at the top of the circle, starts to dribble left down the left side of the lane, draws a triple team, picks up his dribble and throws it away. Picked off by Ryan Hutchinson. Won the sprint out, lays it up and in. And Mattoon back on top now, 15-14.
Somebody had to come over and help out Ryan Carl there. He ended up trying to put too much air between he and that last pass, and it got picked off.
Top of the circle, Garnett, right side, Thompson open, but he doesn't shoot it. Down low to Ryan Carl. Streaks definitely much more interested in getting it inside here today than what we saw even yesterday's win over Taylorville. Thompson dribbles back out to the volleyball line. Still with the dribble. Now picks it up. Needs help. Right side over to Aslan Butler near the Mattoon bench. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Streaks down by one. Thompson. And a late whistle as Thompson started his penetration from the outside. We're going to have a push foul called away from the ball on Mattoon. They called it on Michael White.
Biggest target in there. White, a 6'4 junior. Biggest player.
Fifth team foul on Mattoon.
Biggest player on their team anyway.
Skylar Hartbank back in for the Green Wave, playing with two fouls. Also back in, Christopher Heller, who started the game, got a couple of quick rebounds for the Green Wave. 5:51 to go in the first half. Galesburg with the ball down one. Five team fouls in the Green Wave, just three on the Silver Streaks here in the early going. On the inbounds, it goes to Butler on the wing. Now he starts the penetration, cut off, and he skips it out. Another reach foul called on Mattoon. Is that on Heller? As soon as he came back into the game, nope, they're going to call it on the reach on Skylar Hartbank. So he just checked back into the game and within 2 seconds picked up his third foul, and he's going right back to the bench. Michael White, who sat down, comes right back into the game.
White didn't even hardly have time to get a sip of water
before he was
back in there.
So 16 fouls on Mattoon. Inbounds, Thompson out to Aslan Butler. Briefly lost the dribble. Now picks it up down low, gets it into Ryan Carl, forces up the shot, missed it over the basket. Rebound Austin Garnett, then bounces and throws it away.
Our offense has been brutal here in the early second quarter. Three turnovers, two missed shots. Nice.
Now
steal.
Here's a near steal. Kendall Thompson on the layup at the other end takes it all the way for the breakaway. And Galesburg regains the lead at 16-15. Mattoon, three turnovers in the first quarter. Already three turnovers in the second quarter. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet. Spear right side over to Pilsen. Now into the corner it goes. Skip pass back to Spear on the left wing. Galesburg 16, Mattoon 15 with approaching the 5 minute mark of the second quarter. On the outside, Sparks and Spear shooting a long three from the left side, comes up short. Rebound into the hands of Lamont Ross, who comes up with three rebounds already. Right side, they're going to leave Ross open for three. And it's off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked around. Fight for it on the baseline. Kicked out to Aslan Butler. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds just as Butler started to penetrate into the lane.
Well, there's a case where diving on the floor saved a possession. Ryan Carl laid out for that ball, otherwise we don't get it back.
Full timeout called by the Silver Streaks. 4:46 to go first half. Streaks on top 16-15. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Clinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Clinker. Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. The Carl Sandburg College Learning Center's spring registration starts next week. Carlos Duncan has the details tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
4:46 to go in the first half. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you at the Taylorville Boys Basketball Tournament. And the Silver Streaks leading Mattoon 16-15 coming out of a full timeout. Kendall Thompson will inbound from the left of his own basket. Looking out high and tosses it out to Carson Cheeseman back into the game. Now into the hands of Ross. Gibson and Austin Garnett also in. Here's a jumper by Ross on the right side. Misses. From 15 feet away, here comes Mattoon trying to regain the lead, down one. Lamont's gone a little cold here.
Yep, and that wasn't a very good shot selection. He was a little off balance and twisted that ball out of his hands when he shot it.
On the left side, Ryan Sparks lobs it in, backdoor cut, little fadeaway, and over the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds on the rebounds. Galesburg's going to get it back.
Good job
position by Shaughnessy Carlson cutting in from the right side, but he just didn't finish it off.
Yeah, good idea, but Grant Gibson did a terrific job for the Streaks. He just went over there and stood flat, didn't try and block the shot, made himself as absolutely big as he could, stuck his chest out, and tried to crowd the shooter, and it worked because he shot it too strong off the glass.
Cheeseman on the dribble out high. Right side into the corner to Kendall Thompson. Works his way back outside. We're halfway through the second quarter now. Galesburg leading 16-15 over the Green Wave. Garnett on the outside. Hands off to Cheeseman. Works his way back to the top of the circle. Now Gibson with it at the top of the arc. Hands off to Kendall Thompson. Gibson setting the screen. Thompson goes left around it. Right back to Grant on the outside. Nobody on the inside. Here's Kendall down the lane. Right-handed shot up and a charge called as Jared Pilsen. Pilsen was just standing there the whole time in that position close to the basket. He was just waiting for somebody to come down the lane.
Yep.
He never moved defensively. He just watched the ball move around, and finally Kendall took it at him and ran him over.
Yeah, and Pilsen sold it pretty well because Kendall not the biggest guy out there on the court, fairly slightly built, but Pilsen went flying as if he got run into by Shaq.
Mattoon down one with the ball. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. On the near side, Heller in front of us. Again, we're courtside here at the West Gym at Taylorville. Here's another lob back door, and they overthrow everybody out of bounds. Taylorville's turned it over four times. They've gotten off only three shots in the second quarter.
Yeah, Coach Smith was not a real happy camper after that one flew over everybody's head. Turned around, yelled something.
And here's a bad pass by Galesburg. Picked off and the run out at the other end. They missed a layup.
Wow.
Austin Garnett with the rebound. Missed another opportunity to take the lead as Christopher Heller was too strong. Now a fadeaway by Ross at the other end. And Carson Cheeseman comes flying in from the weak side for the rebound. Dishes it out to Lamont for three.
There we go. We were due for one there. Just our second field goal of the quarter. 4-point lead, Galesburg.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 19-15. Mattoon slowly bringing it up court with Pilsen, and Coach Brian Smith wants a timeout for the Green Wave.
Very frustrated. Twice they've had steals and opportunities in transition. Come up empty. Had that lob pass that didn't work. And they've got a lot of frustration right now down four.
Just a 30-second timeout. A chance to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville, traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima, marked at just under 20,000, and a lot of program vehicles available right now.
And you've enjoyed the acceleration in that vehicle a few times.
Well, yeah. You just barely touch the gas, and it just goes on its own.
That's a good thing to have, especially if you're in a pinch. And we've enjoyed the drive down here with the Nissan Altima provided by Galesburg Nissan, one of the many in the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and see them today or in 2012.
Coming out of the Mattoon 30-second timeout. On the left side, Carlin with it. Skip pass on the right side. It goes now, and a jumper won't go down. Long rebound, chase down by Grant Gibson. On the run out, gets fouled by Pilsen at the other end. Wasn't the smoothest-looking transition. The Streaks were trying to run, and Pilsen actually may have bailed out Grant a little bit as he was struggling with it, getting it up the left side, but he's going to get a couple of free throws here. It's a seventh team foul on Mattoon with just under 2.5 minutes to go, and I can't believe that coming out of that timeout, that's exactly how Brian Smith wanted his Green Wave to run that offense there. First free throw by Gibson is good.
Quick shot. You know, you mentioned wasn't the smoothest thing in transition, and I think it's pretty safe to say for the 4 years that Grant Gibson will be playing considerable amount here for Galesburg, smooth is probably not a word you're going to hear a lot. But hard, energetic, smart, you're going to have all those adjectives. Smooth, probably not so much.
Misses the second free throw. Galesburg's lead is 5 with 2:15 to go in the first half. Bounce pass nearly kicked by Thompson. Now it's back into the hands of Sparks. Dishes it off into the right corner. Heller brings it back out. Now top of the circle. Harlan sweeps it around to the left side. Now at the free throw line, a juggle step by Sparks. Steps inside, puts up the shot, draws a foul. Thought he got away with a shuffle step just inside the lane. Instead, he's going to get a couple of free throws here. First foul of the game on Lamont Ross. 15th foul on Galesburg.
See Athletic Director Ralph Hanning up there with his camera. He was able to make it over a good amount of time between the finish of the girls' game and the start of the boys' game here in the early session today.
Sparks comes up short on the first free throw. He's only 54% this season. Back into the game, Ryan Hutchinson for Mattoon. Second free throw coming for Sparks. He has 2 points on the game. It's up and rolls off. So the Streaks get a break there. No points. And Grant Gibson with the rebound. So Galesburg up 5, can now build on it with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Thompson works his way right, finds an opening, takes it all the way in, bounces it back behind him to Cheeseman. Now to the outside, Grant Gibson. Left it goes Ross, back into the corner, Thompson. Inlet pass intended for Garnett and a foul from behind.
Yeah, Garnett got hooked from the backside by Ryan Hutchinson, who was trying to reach around and deny that inbounds pass, and now we're in the bonus, so hopefully we'll get a few more free throw opportunities before the half here. 1:42 to go, streaks up 20-15.
Garnett 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first quarter for his only point. He'll get a 1 in bonus here with the streaks on top by 5, trying to build on it, and the first free throw is perfect. 21-15, Galesburg continues to build on that lead. They've scored 7 in a row after Mattoon got the first basket of the second quarter to take a 15-14 lead. Cheeseman, Butler, Thompson, Garnett, and Gibson, I believe. Or is it Ross? That's Ross, yep, for the Silver Streaks. Are the 5 on the floor as Garnett makes the second as well. 22-15 is the Silver Streaks lead here with under 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Grant Spear on the left side skips it over right side to Jared Pilsen, who shoots the 3. That one's off the mark, and the long rebound pops out. And another missed shot by Ryan Sparks after the offensive rebound. Butler comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Kendall Thompson. Lost it at the top of the circle, stolen away by Mattoon. Here's another layup at the other end. Pilsen missed it, but a foul called on Austin Garnett, trying to prevent the breakaway. That's number 2 of the game on Garnett, and a real tough one for the Silver Streaks after they got 2 missed shots on this end, came out with a run out, and then Thompson just got careless with the ball and had it poked away.
Yeah, key point, and Kendall's getting chewed out by Coach Reynolds right now for that one as the first free throw climbs over the front iron and is good.
Well, they only put a 93% free throw shooter at the line.
Yeah, you know, our opportunity, we were up 7 with the ball, a chance to really take control of this game before the half and give it back in a breakaway to the Green Wave.
Pilsen calmly makes both. Pulls Mattoon within 5 now, their first points since scoring the first basket of the second quarter. We're down to 1:10 to go before halftime. Streaks lead by 5, 22-17. Ross into the front court, fakes the handoff, takes it all the way from the right. Left corner, Cheeseman for 3, got it.
You're wide open. I know Carson doesn't like to shoot a lot, but you got to take that one. He delivered.
Beautiful execution by Lamont Ross after the fake pass to Thompson on the right side. Cleared him out to open in from the right side, and then a bullet pass left over to Cheeseman, who knocks down his first shot of the game. Down to 40 seconds to go in the first half. Pilsen on the right wing brings it back out into the hands of Ryan Sparks at the point with 35 seconds to go and a push foul called on Kendall Thompson just as Sparks starts his dribble. So that puts Mattoon into the bonus now. It's just under 36 seconds to go, and the second foul of the game on Kendall Thompson.
And he will come out, I think. Yes, he will. Drew Nall checks in for the first time of the game. Drew, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game last night with 4 3-pointers.
4 of 6 shooting from behind the arc. And the first free throw up and in. Sparks, after missing a couple the last trip down the court, makes the first one here. Comes in averaging just under 8 points a game. Second free throw is off the mark to the left, and Butler skies into the lane for the rebound.
Nice box out by Aslan that time. Streaks may try and hold for the final shot, but I don't know, our ball handling's been quite good enough to burn off 30 seconds. We'll see.
Down to 25 to go. Ross backs up toward midcourt, about 2 feet short of the half-court line. Right side it goes to Drew Nall with 18 seconds to go. Gibson has the ball knocked out of his hands, now picks it up, shoots at the free throw line, and rolls off. Butler with the offensive putback, and we're going to have a foul called as Butler will get a couple of free throws here on the offensive rebound.
Yeah, Aslan right in the center of the lane underneath the basket. You knew if there was a whistle, it'd have to go on somebody else because he went straight up and got fouled on the. He tried to kind of volleyball it back up there, tip it back in, got his arm hooked with 10 seconds to go.
Second foul of the game on Christopher Heller, 9th team foul. But a couple of free throws here on the offensive rebound. 10.9 seconds to go in the first half. Aslan's first one is good. He's 5 for 5 from the line. 7 points in the first quarter. That's his first point of the second quarter. Galesburg leads by 8, 26-18. Aslan takes his time on the second. Eyes it, shoots it, and sinks it. 6 for 6 from the line for Aslan Butler. Galesburg leads by 9 with 10 seconds to go. Mattoon walks it into Ryan Sparks into the front court. Christopher Heller comes out for it. Now right back to Sparks. Dribbles right. Cut off by a double team. Leans out of it. Now into the hands of Hutchinson. Pulls up from the high post. Off the mark. Ross rebounds the miss, and that's the end of the first half.
Good half for Galesburg.
Good first half for the Silver Streaks, who lead it by 9, outscoring Mattoon 13-5 in the second quarter and take a 9-point lead into the half. When we come back at halftime, we will take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring, talk things over with Streaks assistant Chief Cheeseman when the team comes out of the locker room. It's Galesburg 27, Mattoon 18 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is health.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Celebrate New Year's all weekend at the Cellar. Juicy prime rib, baked potato or fries, salad and those buttery garlic breadsticks, just $16.95, but only this Friday and Saturday night. Feel the love at the Cellar Pizzeria and Pub off Prairie Street in downtown Galesburg. Clean your plate. We dare you.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
All right, Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Taylorville. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, and a good first half of boys basketball for the Silver Streaks, who lead Mattoon 27-18. The first quarter, in fact, through the first couple of possessions of the second quarter, was back and forth. We had 7 lead changes and a couple of ties through the first, 8 minutes of the first quarter, obviously, and about a little over 3 minutes of the second quarter. So through the first 11 minutes and 15 seconds of this game, it was back and forth. But since the Silver Streaks took a 16-15 lead, they outscored Mattoon 11-3 the rest of the way. And outside of a couple of turnovers, Jim maybe would have an even bigger lead. But overall, about as good a first half of basketball we've seen from Galesburg in quite a while.
Yeah, it really was. You mentioned a few turnovers there you'd love to have back, but every team does a few things wrong during the course of a half. And tremendous defense by the Streaks, a lot of energy out there on the court. And I thought Mike Reynolds had real good substitution pattern in that first half as well. Of course, it always looks better when you put in guys that are making shots and doing the things they're supposed to do. A lot of hustle out there. I think Reynolds has got to be very pleased with the first half. Of course, as quickly as you do a good half, you can put a bad half out there and lose a game. But right now, things look real good for the Streaks, up 9 here at the break. Take a look at the statistics for the first half so far for Galesburg and Mattoon. They're shooting almost identical. The Streaks are 7 of 19, 37%, while the Green Wave, 6 of 16, also 37%. The difference is Galesburg has been able to knock home 3 from three-point land, and as Brad will tell us here in a minute, spend a lot of time at the free throw line and take advantage of those opportunities. They've been the aggressor in this ballgame. Rebounding edge in the Silver Streaks corner as well. A total of 17 rebounds at the break to just 8 for Mattoon. That's a telling statistic. And the turnover count right now at 7 for Mattoon, and the Streaks also at 7 after coughing it up 6 times in that second period. But again, outscoring Mattoon 13-5.
Green Wave were 1 of 5 from 3-point range in the first half and 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Not great there. Silver Streaks 3 of 6 from 3-point range. Anytime you shoot 50%, whether you take 2 or 20, you'll certainly take 50% from behind the arc. And Silver Streaks very good from the free throw line, about as good as they've been all year long in a game, 9 out of 10 for Galesburg from the free throw line. And, Jim, one thing I've noticed is the number of three-point shots way down in this game for the Silver Streaks. There's been a much better effort to get to the inside. In the Charleston game, they had 12 three-point attempts in the first half, 11 in the first half against Taylorville, only 6 three-point attempts in the first half here today.
Yeah, I think that's a combination of things. I think, as we mentioned with Aslan especially, there were times where he looked at that three and then thought, nope, I'm hearing Coach Reynolds yelling at me.
Yeah.
I'm going in the paint. Both times it got him some free throw opportunities. He did take a couple, hit one of those. But, yeah, you're right. I think Mattoon being in that man-to-man, tight man-to-man, has a lot to do with that too, because we saw a lot of zone defense yesterday where naturally you're moving the ball around the perimeter a little more freely, getting some more open looks. Against Taylorville, they just weren't very good. You had a number of open opportunities against them. I think Mattoon's defense has dictated that as much as our approach to it today so far.
27-18 is the Galesburg lead at the half. We'll take a timeout when we come back and look at the individual scoring. We'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room. Should be a pretty happy locker room, but lots of work yet to do. We got a whole half of basketball still to play to secure a second straight win for the Silver Streaks. We lead the Green Wave of Mattoon 27-18 at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Pratty, at Pratty Insurance for more information today to start saving.
I hated the dog sweater I wore in last year's family Christmas photo. This year, I'm more optimistic. Thorns expanded their line of new pet clothing. After making my selection from several hip new sweaters and shirts, I begged to browse the toy aisles to see what's new. The Bird Cat Toys, Catty Stacks, eco-friendly stackable boxes, Chuck It brand toys, Fetch indoors, oh boy, with so many Kongs, toys, and mouth-watering snacks, I think I'm gonna hang two stockings up this year.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker!
3% over invoice, plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker!
The official WGIL forecast. Sunny and windy today, gusts around 25 miles per hour, high of 50. Rain likely after midnight tonight, over that low of 38. Chance of rain continuing tomorrow morning, otherwise just cloudy tomorrow and a high of 48. Low of 32 tomorrow night with clearing skies. Outlook for the weekend, sunny on Saturday with a high of 52. Cloudy on New Year's Day and a high of 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 50 at WGIL.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Taylorville Boys Basketball Tournament, game three of the tournament for the Silver Streaks, and it's been a good first half for Galesburg, leading the Green Wave of Mattoon 27-18. Let's take a look at the individual scoring from the first half. Shaughnessy Carlin leads Mattoon with 5. Ryan Sparks has 3. And then anybody else who scored has only 2. Ryan Hutchinson, Christopher Heller, Jared Pilsen, Grant Spear, and Skylar Hartbank, all with 2 points apiece for Mattoon. Michael White has played but has not scored for the Green Wave. For the Silver Streaks, Lamont Ross and Aslan Butler lead the way with 9 each. Carson Cheeseman and Austin Garnett each have 3. Kendall Thompson off the bench with 2. Grant Gibson has 1 on 1 of 2 free throw shooting. Drew Nall got in late in the first half, and Ryan Carl both have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead at 27 to 18. Jim sprinted over, got a quick word from Steve Cheeseman after the team came out from the locker room late. What's the strategy here, Jim?
As much as a 49-year-old can sprint. Steve Cheeseman said defensively like what they were doing. He said they want to emphasize watch that lob again because he said they like that play. And he said, I just identify the shooters, keep doing what we're doing defensively. On the offensive end, he said, as we noticed, we need to break them down a little bit more, get some penetration to be able to dish the ball off. So he said that it's real important the start of this third quarter. He said we've had some bad starts to third quarters. Can't afford a letdown here. The lead will go away in a hurry.
The Charleston game certainly was a bad start to the third quarter, and ultimately the Streaks fell behind by a dozen and ended up losing the game. Mattoon with the ball to start the second half. Streaks open in a 1-3-1 zone to begin the second half with Ross playing the big man down low. They've got Butler's wingspan on the outside of the middle three. Bounce pass into Pilsen, brings it back out to Skylar Hartbank. And there's a deflection twice. The Streaks have had two deflections already on this possession, just 27 seconds into the third period.
You mentioned Butler's wingspan, and it came into play right there as they tried to drop it into the corner, and Aslam just tipped it out of bounds.
Pilsen on the inbound to Sparks, the point guard. Lobs it over right side onto the wing. Now a step inside the arc. Pilsen cut off, brings it back out to Grant Spear, playing with the two knee braces. Now a quick jumper from the corner, and Pilsen knocks it down.
They haven't hit a field goal in a long time. They hit their first shot in the second quarter, then went 0 for 6 the rest of the way with four turnovers. So Mattoon needed that.
Backdoor cut to Aslan Butler. Pulls up from the low post. Missed it. Gets his own hand on the rebound. And a foul on the rebound. I think it's going to be against Mattoon. Kind of a quick whistle. There were three guys. I didn't see anything really flagrant in terms of a lot of physicality on that. But they're going to get a little reach-in called on Pilsen. I'm sorry, on Grant Spear. His first, so Aslan with the miss and the rebound, and Streaks hang on to it here. Cheeseman on the inbound to Lamont Ross, cutting down the left side of the lane. He's cut off, so he brings it back out to reset the offense. Gibson out high for the pass, on the right wing, right in front of us, hands off to Butler. 1 minute gone in the third quarter, Galesburg's first offensive possession of the second half. Gibson on the baseline, brings it back out, hands off to Ross on the elbow. And he'll pull it back out to the volleyball line. Now right side, Carson Cheeseman. Everything on the right side of the floor here for the Silver Streaks. Now they work left to Ross near the Galesburg bench at the top of the circle. Hands off to Aslan Butler on the outside. Aslan starts the drive, pulls up at the free throw line, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Scramble for it on the floor, and we're going to have a foul called on Butler diving in for the loose ball. So he lost it on the turnover and then compounds it with his first foul of the game.
Yeah, and that's where sometimes the diving you have to... You know, it's well, you don't have much time to decide. You see the ball on the floor. You know your coach wants you to go to the floor. You go after it. Well, in that case, you're just diving on the pile, and the officials call you for a foul.
So a minute and a half into the second half, Mattoon with a basket, Galesburg with a turnover, and the Green Wave back on offense, down six now. On the left side, Hartbank skips it to the outside and a foul away from the ball. We're going to have a call on Ryan Sparks, a foul for Mattoon away from the ball, and that goes as their eighth turnover of the game. And just the first foul of the game on the point guard for the Green Wave.
Watching Coach Brian Smith of Mattoon. As soon as he heard that whistle, he knew what it was. He put his hands on his head, thought, oh, no, that's going against us. And sure enough.
Cheeseman will play the point on this possession for the Silver Streaks, dribbling to the left. Now top of the circle. They clear out to the right. Ross takes it in from the right side. Spear knocks it out of his hands, out of bounds. And Galesburg hangs on to it. Quick reaction by Spear to come in defensively.
Yeah, and he didn't just poke that. He pounded that ball out of Lamont's hands.
Felt the vibration over here to the left, where we're sitting. Cheeseman to inbound it from the baseline. 2 minutes into the second half. Streak still looking for some points. And now a whistle away from the ball, and we've got a foul on the floor.
Double foul, I believe.
Is it? I thought it was going to be a hold.
Oh, good. It is against that. I thought they were going to call
Butler and Heller.
Aslan for that, too, yeah, because they were going at it in there.
They just call it on Christopher Heller, though. That's his third foul. Second team foul on Mattoon on the inbound out high to Butler. Now they switch off defensively. Butler driving in on Sparks from the baseline, lobs it up, comes up short. Got away with a foul over the back as he comes down hard, and the officials immediately call a timeout. Aslan is up, favoring his left side. And because the official stopped play, are we going to have a defensive substitution? I think we are. I think Aslan's going to have to come out of the game. He came down hard over the back of Pilsen underneath the basket. And he's still hobbled a little bit on that left side.
Yeah, after he missed that shot, he went in hard, but put the shot up too soft and didn't catch any rim and aggressively went after it, out of position, fell over the back of one of the Mattoon players and then hit the floor without bracing himself. So he took a pretty good pounding, but he'll be back in pretty soon.
Just needs to shake it off and get that soreness worked out a little bit. All right, Mattoon down six, trying to cut into that Galesburg lead, which was nine at the half. Sparks with it on the left side, skips it all the way over to the right side to Hartbank. Steps inside to the free throw line, dishes back out to Sparks, who travels with it. Didn't get the ball on the floor in the time. Traveled by dragging the pivot foot behind him, and the Streaks pretty slow to get things started here in the second half, but their deficit has been cut only from nine down to six, and they have the ball back here trying to build it back up a little bit.
Right, Mattoon's missed a good opportunity to climb back in here with a couple turnovers of their own. Let's hope the Streaks can get it rolling offensively here and get that lead built back up.
Out high, Kendall Thompson to replace Butler on the floor for the Silver Streaks on the dribble. Bad pass to the left side, and it's picked off by Mattoon. Hartbank leads the break. Now a shovel under the basket by Spear comes up short. The offensive rebound by Mattoon and a foul called on Thompson after the turnover. Compounds it with his third foul underneath the basket after the offensive rebound. And a lot of hollering coming from Coach Mike Reynolds on the opposite side. On the inbound, Pilsen dribbles it back to the top of the circle. Now goes right to Sparks, wide open for three, and he missed it. Kendall Thompson gets the rebound. And a break there as he was wide open for a three-point basket that would have cut the Galesburg deficit from six down to three. Or the Galesburg lead, rather. Now a five-second call on Thompson. Not doing anything with the dribble out high, just standing there with a man on him. And it's been a bad sequence of about 45 seconds here for Kendall Thompson with two turnovers and a foul.
Well, and so far third quarter, we've got three turnovers, two missed shots to show for our efforts. And thank goodness Mattoon's been off the mark except for one shot.
Right side on the outside. Sparks on the dribble. Again, really struggled trying to solve this Galesburg 1-3-1 zone. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the Streaks haven't switched out of it for the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. There's not much offensive movement by Mattoon here. Here's a dribble between two defenders. Streaks knock it loose, knock it out of bounds. Green Wave hang on to it.
Yeah, Mattoon looks real shaky, you're right, against that zone. In fact, several times they've nearly thrown it out of bounds and had a last-second save. And the Green Wave could have taken time out to try and figure it out.
With 4:20 to go in the third quarter, Galesburg leads 27-21. Streaks have gone scoreless for the first 3 minutes and 40 seconds of the second half. But Mattoon has been able to put up only one basket out of the deal to cut the 9-point halftime deficit down to 6.
Well, you know, Steve Cheeseman, assistant coach, told us at halftime we need to have a good start to the third quarter, and can't say that we've had one, but our defense and our scrappiness have allowed us to hold on to the lead. But now it's 6 points, and we'll see how Mattoon did in that brief 30-second timeout to see if they've figured out a way to attack the Galesburg defense. And who knows, Mike Reynolds may change it up in that huddle, too, just to keep Mattoon guessing.
Streaks 0 for 2 with 3 turnovers, correct?
Yep.
0 for 2 from the field, that is. And they do switch to a man defense coming out of the timeout. Lob over to the left side to Pilsen. On the wing, dribbles it back out. Swings it out to the outside to Hartbank. Starts to dribble to the left. Top of the circle, Pilsen wide open 3 and a foul away from the ball as Carson Cheeseman. Now this time we do have a double foul. Cheeseman trying to fight through a screen set by Hartbank. And so it's on Cheeseman. And on Sparks.
Possession will stay with Mattoon, I would assume, since they were holding on to the ball.
Second foul of the game on Sparks. Second foul of the game on Cheeseman. 4 team fouls on Mattoon, 3 on the Silver Streaks here in the third quarter. And Mattoon inbounds into the backcourt to Pilsen. Now brings it back across the timeline. Halfway through the third quarter, 27-21, Streaks lead over the Green Wave. And the dribble, Sparks out high. He and Cheeseman still playing man-to-man. Hartbank with it now. Aslan Butler back into the game, guards him. Works his way left. Lost the handle on the ball. Gets tied up with Butler. Falls down. The ball dribbles out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back. Third turnover on Mattoon.
Tough possession for the kid. He lost the ball, and then he fell over Aslan's foot. I think he got kicked in the face as the ball was going out of bounds, and a turnover on top of it.
Streaks need some help offensively. Now a foul from the backside as Ryan Hutchinson comes up with a little reach around Grant Gibson trying to knock the ball loose. He picks up his third foul. And the fifth team foul now on Mattoon with 3:37 to go in the third quarter.
Best seat in the house for this one, Brad.
Cheeseman right in front of us on the inbound, looking. Finds Aslan Butler, who set the screen, takes it down the lane, shovels it off to Austin Garnett through his legs and out of bounds.
He had the right idea,
It's a low pass.
Yeah, Garnett was right there, but there was no way Austin could get that. It was a low one that, about the only way he could have stopped it was a kick save.
So four turnovers now.
Four turnovers.
And still lead by six, despite
Haven't scored a point third quarter.
And taken only two shots. Sparks on the interior, now kicks it out left side. Hartbank for three, drains it, and all of a sudden that nine-point lead is down to three. Skylar Hartbank's first basket since the first quarter. He's taken only two shots, and he's made them both. 27-24 is the streak's lead, approaching the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Top of the circle, Austin Garnett. Left side over to Carson Cheeseman. Bounce pass down low to Gibson. Gets position. Shot up and in with one hand.
Heck of a job by the freshman. Somebody needed to take charge in there and make something good happen. He made himself a big target. Nice soft turnaround shot inside. The streaks on the board for the first time third quarter.
Back to a five-point lead now, 25-24. Spears spins around Lamont LaRosse along the baseline. Takes it in. Runs over Gibson. Grant gets called for the defensive foul on a couple of free throws coming for Spear. Second foul of the game on Grant Gibson. Four team fouls on Galesburg now. 2:41 to go in this third quarter. Grant Spear to the free throw line. Just a shade under 70% on the season from the free throw line. He missed one in the first quarter.
Take a little time to wipe up the court there with a bunch of bodies flying on that drive and missed shot. Guy at the free throw line, we were noticing yesterday when they played Charleston. Big-time knee braces on both knees.
Yeah.
He's obviously had some surgery to both knees, and yet here he is still out here. Got a feeling he spent some time on the football field, too, possibly.
And Spear makes the first free throw. He's one of the names that really stood out to me when I looked on the roster this year compared to last year. He played. He had some good playing time as a sophomore last year, just a junior this year at 6 foot. One thing about these Green Wave players, you look at them all, they all appear to be very strong. And that usually bodes well for their defense. They've held Galesburg to 26 points in the third quarter, but the streaks lead 29-26 with 2.5 minutes to go in the third. From the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, Galesburg needs a win to stay eligible for a chance at the tournament title, and a whistle away from the ball will be a timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds. With 2:26 to go in the third quarter, streaks leading by three, and a chance again to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville over the 2 days of this tournament that Galesburg is participating in, a three-day tournament overall. Jim and I traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima, marked down at just under $20,000 on the lot when we get it back. Nice, good acceleration, a number of pre-owns available under their program.
And we're really happy with this vehicle, provided we don't find out that the girls' crew got the convertible Murano or something to go in. Because it's nice enough today, you could put the top down here. The temperature was 52 at game time.
Sure was. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville and to all of our road games throughout this 2011 and 12 Galesburg High School boys basketball season. 2:15 to go coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Drew Nall drives down the right side. A lot of contact and a late whistle. Called on Jared Pilsen from the backside. I think it was a legitimate foul, but the whistle was a little bit delayed, and Pilsen picks up his second foul. Drew Nall get a couple of free throws here.
Yeah, he got crushed going in there. There was, I think, the arm that he brought over got a lot of the ball, but he got bodied up big time and knocked to the floor, and doggone it, he missed the first free throw.
Drew struggling from the free throw line. Hadn't been to the free throw line all season until yesterday, and he missed two in the Charleston game. Now he misses his first one here, came up well short. Well,
free throws were the difference for us in the first half. We haven't got to the line much in this third quarter. We need to spend more time there.
2:12 to go in the third quarter. Drew Nall's free throw is the first point of the second half for Galesburg outside of a basket by Grant Gibson. Now the streaks put on the three-quarter court trap. And Mattoon breaks it into the front court to Pilsen, who drives in from the right side, draws some contact, and another late whistle call, this one against Lamont Ross. That'll be his second foul, and to the free throw line goes Pilsen, who we mentioned in the first half is a 93% free throw shooter.
Well, so it behooves Pilsen to go to the basket about every time he can. When you're that good at the free throw line, you might get a charge or two, but you're going to get a lot of free throws as well.
Four-point Galesburg lead.
He missed it.
It turns in disgust from the free throw line after that one rolled off. 5 points in the game for the sophomore, Jared Pilsen, who averages about 7.5 a game, and he easily makes the second free throw. It's Still a three-point Galesburg lead, 30-27, despite scoring only 3 points in this third quarter with under 2 minutes to go. Ross working right in front of us courtside on the right side of the arc. Now dribbles it back out to the volleyball line over Austin Garnett in the midcourt circle. Hands off to Drew Null. Pulls up from the baseline. It gets blocked. Knocked out of bounds. Sparks got up for the rejection, then couldn't chase it down before it went out of bounds. So that's twice Drew has been blocked trying to go in for the basket.
You know, at 30-27, you know, it's low scoring, but we knew that coming into this tournament. There's a lot of offensively challenged teams here, and that's why it's so evenly matched.
Ross, after the inbound, backs up into the large purple tornado in the midcourt here at Taylorville High School. Coach Mike Reynolds barking at his team to get some offensive movement going. Lamont Ross takes it all the way in from the right side, runs into a defender, Christopher Heller, who gets called for the blocking foul, and the official gives Heller a long look. Ross had lost the handle on the dribble on the way in, and I think that's what Heller was barking about. By the time the contact was made, Lamont kind of ran into him, just trying to regain control of the dribble, but Lamont's going to get a 1-1 here with 1:20 to go in the third quarter.
It's very good for us to get into the bonus first as Ross hits the first free throw. I think that's where this game will be won down the stretch, because field goals are hard to come by with the defense. And these officials have shown if you go to the basket, they're going to call fouls most of the time. So if I'm either team, I'm crashing to the basket as hard as I can.
Ross makes both free throws. Had 9 points in the first half. That's his first 2 points of the second half. Puts Galesburg back on top by five. Streaks put on the full court press. Spear picks up the dribble at the Galesburg free throw line. Now midcourt circle, and they swing it left over to Pilsen to break it. Down to 1:10 to go, third quarter. 5 points, Silver Streaks lead. They've scored only 5 points in the quarter. Left corner, Pilsen fakes a three. Pulls up from 17 feet. Rolls off. Weak side rebound to Mattoon. They kick it out right side to Sparks for three, and he drains it. Second opportunity leads to a three, and Mattoon pulls within two at 32-30. Ross will walk it across midcourt with 45 seconds to go. On the left wing, Aslan Butler. Need to get him more involved offensively. He took the first two shots of the third quarter. Went down hard after a miss. Here's Drew Null for three.
Big
got it!
Big shot. Big, big shot by Drew Null.
Galesburg back on top by five now. 35-30 with under 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Galesburg comes away with a steal. Full court press pays off that time. Now Galesburg tries to hold for the final shot.
Butler with a heads-up play. Just coming up the court, seeing the ball where it was going. Poked it away.
Ross drives through the hands of Art Garnett on the pass back and into the hands of Butler. Down to 12 seconds to go. Galesburg with a five-point lead, trying to make it seven at the end of the quarter, maybe eight. Down to 6 seconds to go. Ross over to Denal, top of the circle. He's covered up. Bad pass, nearly picked off, and a foul called on Ross. After the steal was nearly taken away, Ross gets called for a push, getting his man away from him, and he's slow to get up.
It won't
Sparks
be a foul.
Slow to get up.
Yeah, just the sixth team foul. So with a tenth of a second left in the period, Mattoon will get the ball. And just a real poor job at the Streaks in that last 10 seconds of clock management. Couldn't get a shot off and didn't really seem to have a plan on just how they were going to do it. And ended up turning it over.
Sparks is going to sit down after the shot to the midsection, which Ross did, just trying to get the ball back. So on the inbound, all they can do is catch and try to tip toward the basket, but it wouldn't have counted anyway. 35-30 is the Galesburg lead after three at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich new peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays game two of the Charleston Holiday Tournament against Urbana this morning at 10:30. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action around 10:15 on WGIL.
Silver Streak Girls will battle Effingham with a pregame show at about 5:15 later today here on WGIL. Here entering the fourth quarter, Galesburg boys lead Mattoon 35-30. Galesburg with the ball to start off the fourth quarter, and a travel called on Aslan Butler driving in from the left side. Again, didn't get the dribble on the floor in time. Silver Streaks, after committing seven turnovers in the first half, have already committed six here as we've just started the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that hurt. We've had the ball twice now with a chance to build on that five-point lead and coughed it up at the end of the third quarter. Again, right off the start here in the fourth.
Streak switch back to the 1-3-1 zone here to start off the fourth quarter, which Mattoon had troubles with, and then turns it over here on this possession. Huh. Grant Spear brings the ball down, trying to swing it low, and apparently picked up his pivot foot, so they give it right back to Galesburg.
Neither Spear nor Coach Brian Smith could believe that one over there in the Mattoon corner.
He's looking at his assistant coach rather than directing his ire at one of the officials. That being Coach Smith for Mattoon. Here's Lamont Ross on the dribble, works his way to the right, found an opening, pulls up from the right side and banks it in.
Good recognition by Lamont.
He's got 13 now.
See the opening that was there. You know, these teams we talked about being offensively challenged, I think one thing it does, it makes for great defense because they know they're not going to win games unless they play intense defense for four quarters.
Again, trying to solve that 1-3-1 zone, and Mattoon throws it away. A bad pass behind Pilsen, thrown a little bit hard, and he couldn't get a hand on it. Now back-to-back possessions lead to turnovers for Mattoon, and the Streaks suddenly, after that 9-point halftime lead got down to two late in the third quarter, find themselves with the ball up seven with under 7 minutes to go in the game. Garnett on the outside, working man-to-man defense against Hutchinson, now picks up his dribble, bounces it over to Ross near the top of the circle, along with Thompson, Gibson, Butler, and Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Ross hands off to Thompson, works his way around, curls to the free throw line, dishes it into the corner to Garnett, swish!
Very nice.
First basket of the game for Austin Garnett. He has four, and the Streaks lead by nine again.
When Kendall passed up the shot in the middle, I was a little concerned about that, but then when Garnett was wide open, we saw what he was doing, and Austin finished off the assist with a make.
Timeout called by Brian Smith for Mattoon. This will be a full timeout with 6:11 to go in the game. Streaks lead 39-30. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hand me button on your coat when the wind blows free. Win some cash for yourself. Smile happily. Stick a button on your cap. Orange as it can be. Win some cash for yourself. Smile happily.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
News, talk, sports on WGIL.
6:11 to go in the game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Galesburg boys leading Mattoon 39-30. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. It's been a good first half, not such a good second half, Jim, but the one thing the Silver Streaks did was never cough up that lead. Now they built it back up to nine.
Yeah, they endured the bit of pressure Mattoon was giving them. The thing that helped us is the Green Wave hit only three shots in the third quarter. They were all three-pointers, but other than that, they haven't had much more offense than we've had.
And now a foul out high on Aslan Butler, guarding too closely against Skylar Hartbank, and that'll be the second foul of the game, on Aslan Butler.
Gets him the bonus.
But it puts him in the bonus. So 17 fouls on Galesburg, 17 fouls on Mattoon. 6:08 to go in the game. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws the rest of the way, I have a feeling. Hartbank to the free throw line, 71% on the season, 10 of 14, makes the first one.
Yeah, Coach Mike Reynolds was looking out the court, had both palms lift forward and smiling and going, why? But at least he's smiling because he's up. If you're down by 9 points, you're really unhappy with that.
And the lead is now seven as Hartbank makes both free throws. He has seven on the game. He's made everything he shot, two baskets and now two free throws. 39-32 is the Galesburg lead. Silver Streaks with the ball. Thompson works out of a double team in front of the Galesburg bench, gets it over to Austin Garnett. Again, Mattoon trying to push Galesburg out defensively. Top of the circle, Gibson with it, steps inside the arc and traveled with it. Dribbled once, picked up his dribble with the defense coming on top of him, and his pivot foot followed him with the momentum. Down to 5:50 to go in the game. Mattoon down seven with the ball now. Carson Cheeseman will check in for the Streaks at the next opportunity. Heller with the dribble out high, working it. Thompson, left side, Sparks, a quick three. Butler might have got a hand on it as it came up well short. Lamont Ross with his fifth rebound leads the break into the front court. Streaks surviving a Mattoon challenge, leading by seven with the ball. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the game now. Ross on the dribble out high, trying to bark out directions to his teammates. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds, a 30-second timeout, as again he didn't like the offensive movement that he saw. Lamont was doing a lot of dribbling out high on the volleyball line. And Coach Mike Reynolds said, all right, let's take a timeout here and reset things with 5:23 to go in the game.
Well, again, we do have a long way to go in this one, but if the Streaks can hold on for the win, they go to 2-1. As we said, Rantoul and Charleston play the next game. Charleston is 3-0, Rantoul 2-0.
Somebody's got to lose.
That's right. And
the Streaks beat Charleston.
Yeah, because if Rantoul beats Charleston, and then we got our shot in the late game against Rantoul tonight. If we would win that, if it all played out, you'd have three teams 3-1, and then you go to the tiebreakers. So, again, we've got to win this game first, but it's even after yesterday's first game, which wasn't very pleasant, we still got a chance to win a tournament here.
Inbounds from Ross to Butler, hands off to Kendall Thompson right at half court. Works his way left, down to 5:15 to go in the game. Streaks lead by seven, and a bad pass by Thompson again. Picked off by Pilsen. Leads the break with the left hand, and it's up and in. And just like that, the lead is four again. 39-34 after the turnover leads directly to a basket. And a quick whistle into the front court as Thompson takes it hard down the lane. And a reach-in foul called against Skylar Hartbank, and that's his fourth. Eighth team foul on Mattoon will put Thompson at the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, and you know, if you're Coach Brian Smith over there from Mattoon, you hate that when your team just gets within five and then you bump foul 25 feet from the basket, gives Gelsberg free throws.
Thompson to the line, first one up and in. He missed three in a row before coming back to make his last three to get his shooting percentage back up closer to 70% that it was entering the game. And he had a couple really badly shot free throws earlier in the game, but he's looks calm and cool and collected, and now making his fifth in a row since that time. And the Streaks lead again by seven, 41-34, 5:04 to go in the game. And the Streaks back off the full court press, and they settle back into that 1-3-1 zone until Mattoon can truly figure it out. They've already turned it over twice in this fourth quarter as a bounce pass left. Sparks drives into the corner. It goes. Pilsen skips it back out to Spear at the free throw line. Dribbles between three defenders. Got a step to the basket and laid it in.
I'd have called that a travel.
Ah, no doubt.
Took a big hop in there after he picked up the ball.
Down to a five-point game. Ross drives. Deflected pass in the lane. Picked off by Mattoon as Christopher Heller comes out with it. Four Galesburg turnovers in this fourth quarter. Now a blocking foul called on Kendall Thompson as Ryan Sparks drives in from the right side, leaned into him a little bit, and that's Kendall's fourth foul, and Coach Mike Reynolds stomps his foot on the floor on the other end, as frustrated by the foul as he was by the turnover before it. Five-point lead to the free throw line. Goes Sparks, first one up and in. This team has shown a good ability to shoot free throws. Pulls Mattoon within four now. On the season, they come in at 70%, and he makes both. 41-38. Mattoon within three after the Streaks had a seven-point lead, an eight-point lead actually just moments ago. Sparks with eight in the game now. Ellsberg needs some points here. Butler sets a screen. Ross dribbles around the opposite side of it, dribbles it all the way back out. Now the Streaks are pushed back toward half court, bounce pass into the corner. Good job by Carson Cheeseman to pick up the short hop in the corner in a dangerous position. Midway through the fourth quarter now, three-point Galesburg lead, Streaks with the ball. Garnett comes out high for the pass from Ross, dribbles once right, hands off to Kendall Thompson. Curls around to the top of the circle. Butler trying to set a screen, now Thompson hands off to it. Housen's been quiet defensively, drives into Lamont Ross, misses the layup, put back by Garnett, and a foul. Great give and go from Butler to Ross. He couldn't finish off the layup from the left side, and now the Streaks end up with a chance at a three-point play instead.
In the first half, we saw it. Second half, replay. Austin Garnett with a big offensive rebound for a basket and a chance for a three-point play, and we needed that big time.
And the shot rolls through. Austin Garnett with five in the quarter, eight for the game, and the Streaks lead again by six, 44-38. 3:35 to go in the game. Spear on the dribble out high. Works away from a double team. On the high post, Harkbank skips it over right side over to Pilsen. He'll work his way back out. Now into the corner, under the basket. Good cut, and then they couldn't handle the pass. They'll have to skip it out and throw it away. Sparks in perfect position, cutting in from the left side. Then he juggled the pass right under the basket. Streaks put a double team on him, and trying to get it back out to Spear on the bay, on the sideline, threw it away.
Real good defense that time by Gelsberg. And the last thing we really don't don't want to foul, because you could lose this game by fouling too much the way these teams are shooting free throws.
And knocked out of bounds. Soft pass intended for Kendall Thompson on the sideline. Heller came in from the backside and knocked it out of bounds. Thompson will inbound just to our right, looking into the right corner to Austin Gardette. Here comes a trap, gets it over to Aslan Butler, backside, cutting in, Carson Cheeseman up, over the basket, and the weak side rebound to Heller. Another good opportunity, another good look to the Silver Streaks. They just couldn't finish it. In transition at the other end, a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks.
Yep.
Lamont Ross, in disbelief, sags back to the floor after he thought he'd drawn a charge, but instead it's his fourth foul, and the ninth team foul on the Silver Streaks. And it'll send Pilsen to the line, the 93% free throw shooter who's 3-for-4 in this game.
Pilsen just able to knife between two of us that time. Everybody goes to the floor, but to get a charging call, you pretty well got a body straight up into somebody, and he never did. He was just able to slide through, and both the streaks fell down, but you knew that neither one of them had taken that big of a hit, so somebody was going to get a blocking call. As they wipe up the floor again, at least try to with their sneakers down there. They didn't bring a towel out. You hear a lot of squeaking probably going on. And Pilsen, like you said, a good free throw shooter, a chance to bring Mattoon back within two.
And the first free throw is perfect. Of course, having so much trouble trying to solve that Gelsberg 1-3-1 zone, they want to get back in transition after the miss on this end, and it leads to a couple of free throws here. The second one pulls Mattoon back within four at 44-40.
He makes those free throws look so easy. I'll bet the carnival guys just hand him the stuffed animal and tell him to leave. he would make their likelihood tough.
Here's a near steal in the backcourt. Everybody diving on the floor for it. Loose ball, still a scramble for it. And we've got the officials finally blow the whistle. Aslan Butler had his hands reached around both legs of Jared Pilsen trying to go for the ball, and I guess they are going to call it a tie-up.
Still a streaks turnover. Arrow goes the other way.
17 turnovers in the game on Gelsberg, 5 in this quarter, 10 in the second half. And Mattoon down 4 with a chance to get back within 2, maybe 1. They shot 3-for-4 from three-point range in the third quarter. They've taken only 1 three-point attempt here in this fourth quarter, but they've made 6 free throws to help them pull back into this game down 4. 6 of their 10 fourth quarter points from the free throw line.
Yeah, they got a towel out there and wiping up the spot. The players love to go over there and get a little moisture on their shoes, of course, because it makes them more sticky for a while. So they take advantage of that opportunity. But I'll tell you, streaks have led this game since the end of the first quarter, but a basket here makes it a little scary.
Bad pass picked off by Kendall Thompson. Leads the break. He doesn't have numbers. Takes it up and in anyway. Turnover by Mattoon leads to a streaks fast break, and Gelsberg leads by 6, and they get a chance to set up that 1-3-1 zone with under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Bounce pass at the free throw line. Driving right. Kicking it out. Now back to Spear, who shoots the 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Carson Cheeseman. In a double team. Rips the ball away and gets it over to Kendall Thompson, who will bring it up court. For the Silver Streaks, quick jumper by Butler up and in. Streaks took it right to Mattoon, and they lead by 8 now with 2 minutes to go in the game.
A lot of good things happening. Carson Cheeseman up between two men with a big, strong effort on the weak side rebound, and then Aslan Butler this way.
Backdoor cut. They find Carlin open under the basket. Then he missed the shot. Rebound to Mattoon. Out to Carlin, or rather Pilsen for 3, who knocks it down.
That one kept Mattoon in the ball game with 1:42 to play.
And it's down to a 5-point game, 48-43. Thompson walks it into the front court with a minute 35 to go. Works around a screen from Austin Garnett to the top of the circle. Pass left side onto the wing to Lamont Ross, and he'll back it up. Streaks want to take some time here without turning it over. Deflected pass, Garnett comes up with it, and a quick reach-in foul called by Christopher Heller will be his 5th foul. He's knocked out of the game, and Austin Garnett will go to the line shooting 2 free throws as Mattoon just wanted to stop the clock. 8 points in the game for Austin Garnett, 4-for-5 from the free throw line, and a chance to make this lead a little more comfortable. Gelsberg up 5 with a minute 22 to go.
Well, and after what we saw happen to Mattoon last night, I don't know if I'll ever feel too comfortable.
No.
toward the last minute of a ball game.
First free throw by Garnett, up and in. Austin a point away from double figures now. Still a two-possession game at 49-43. In the super bonus, Garnett gets two free throws. 9 points in the game. Second one up and in. Boy, Garnett in double figures with 10. Couple of big free throws, and Galesburg leads by 7. Timeout called by Galesburg with a minute 22 to go in the game. 50-43 is the Silver Streaks lead. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get revved up for the new year with a chance to win your choice of a brand new Cadillac CTS, a Chevy Silverado pickup, or $10,000 in cash. Now through December 29th, 40 qualifiers will be selected daily from noon to 8 p.m. Double entries every Wednesday. The winner will be drawn Friday, December 30th at 8 p.m. Must be 21 or older. Catfish Bend Casino at the junctions of Highway 34 and 61 Burlington. Bet with your head not over it. See player services for complete details.
Hey, Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9 following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Minute 22 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead Mattoon 50-43 at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. 10 team fouls on the Green Wave, 9 on the Silver Streaks. Possession arrow favors Galesburg. Mattoon with the ball coming out of the Streaks full timeout. Right side it goes to Pilsen, works his way to the top of the circle. Cheeseman cuts him off, reverses right back into the lane, and a foul called on the Silver Streaks as Mattoon, well, as you said earlier in the game, Jim, good things happen when you drive to the basket.
Yep, and Pilsen does it effectively, and he's just a sophomore, so he's going to put up a bunch of points in his career at Mattoon. He's clearly their best offensive player. It's kept him in the game here.
Third foul of the game on Austin Garnett puts the Green Wave into the double bonus for the rest of the game as Pilsen makes the first free throw. And the second one as well. He's 7 for 8 from the free throw line, 93% on the season. Mattoon has not missed a free throw in this fourth quarter.
And he scored their last 7 points.
On the inbound to Kendall Thompson, takes it all the way again up and in from the left side. 6 in the quarter for Thompson, 8 for the game. Galesburg leads by 7. Nobody stepped up to stop Thompson as he took it aggressively to the basket. And now a blocking foul called on Thompson on the opposite side, and he's just fouled out of the game.
Hey, you get the feeling Mattoon's been a little afraid to foul the last couple of times because they don't want to see us stand there at the free throw line and beat them that way, but it's allowed us some opportunities to get all the way to the rack, and Kendall Thompson, who fouled out, and Aslan Butler have taken advantage of some short-range shots as Gibson will replace Thompson, who checks out with the Streaks up 7.
But down to 55 seconds to go in the game, and the free throw for Ryan Sparks rolls off. So I'm glad I pointed out just a moment ago that Mattoon has not missed a free throw in the fourth quarter.
That brought it about.
Now they have. So the second free throw up, and that one rolls off. And Butler steps in front of Garnett, coming down with a rebound. 7 rebounds now for Aslan Butler. That's a big help for the Silver Streaks with 2 missed opportunities offensively there for Mattoon. Full court pressure into the front court. Now Grant Gibson dribbles into a triple team down low, and a reach-in foul called on Mattoon will give Grant a couple of free throws.
Definitely in the driver's seat in this one right now with 42 seconds left. And some free throws coming. That was what hurt Mattoon last night when they coughed up that 5-point lead. They never got to the line.
That's right. Second foul of the game on Spear, and Gibson makes the first free throw.
In those situations, you expect to get fouled and maybe have to miss some free throws to give the other team the opportunity to come back. Well, they just turned it over 3 times and handed the game to Charleston.
Second free throw by Gibson is good as well. And the Streaks are 7 for 7 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter to regain a 9-point lead now with 40 seconds to go in the game. Spear up top. Streaks have settled back into a man defense on this possession. Just outside the free throw line, Pilsen cut off. He'll go over to Sparks for a long three. That won't go. Spear with a weak side rebound, puts it back up and in, and a quick timeout called by Mattoon. A full timeout. They have 1 remaining.
Well, the Green Wave got their basket. It took a long time for them to make it happen, though, down to 24.8 left in the game, and the Streaks still up 7. And obviously, if you're Mattoon, you're looking to try and steal the inbounds here, and then I don't think they can waste much time in making a foul. But right now, the Streaks and a couple of pretty good free throw shooters out there. Butler's had a good day at the line. Gibson just made two. Garnett's been good. Maybe, oddly enough, your point guard, Lamont Ross, might be the one they want to foul. I don't know.
He's made both of his free throw attempts. As a team, let's see, 9 for 10, 12 for 14. The Silver Streaks are 19 of 21 from the free throw line in this game. And if they win it, that'll be the reason why. You might remember Charleston in the first game was 19 of 22 from the free throw line. And the Silver Streaks got to the line only 8 times in that game. So that was a big difference maker when the Streaks lost their opening game in this tournament. Carson Cheeseman will inbound from left of the Mattoon basket. Streaks have to take it the length of the floor. He runs the baseline and gets it into Lamont Ross. Has the ball poked away from behind, knocked out of bounds. A couple of seconds run off the clock. 22.6 to go, and Cheeseman will inbound it from the exact same spot, along with Gibson, Ross, Garnett, and Butler, his teammates. Cheeseman looking, like to see somebody, and he calls timeout. Like to see somebody sprint down court so Cheeseman could outlet it.
Yeah, because Aslan faked the release, and then he came back in. But, yeah, I like that play.
So a full timeout called by the Silver Streaks to prevent the five-second call on the turnover on the inbounds.
You know, if you're only up 2 points, I probably don't like that play as well because there is some risk involved in it. You look pretty silly if you throw it clear down the court and turn it over. But when you're up 7, you still got a little breathing room. I think you can take that risk, just release, let him on the fly, hit him with a long pass because more times than not, it works as long as your trigger man throws it well.
Again, a reminder, Galesburg girls basketball coming up against Effingham. That game at the Charleston girls basketball tournament. Have it here on WGIL. Tentative pregame at 5:06 if everything's running on time, maybe a little closer to 5:15 by the time Tom and Eric get on the air. Silver Streaks girls, a winner earlier today if you weren't with us here on WGIL, 59-21 over Urbana. And a win over Effingham later this afternoon would put the Silver Streaks in the championship game of that Charleston tournament. So good luck to Coach Evan Massey's team. Galesburg boys playing Rantoul later tonight. Let's get this one in the books first with 22.6 seconds to go coming out of the Streaks timeout. On the inbounds, Aslan Butler saves it on the sideline and then throws it off Ryan Hutchinson's leg, who kicked it back out of bounds. Nearly a turnover, and Coach Brian Smith sits down on the bench in frustration that they didn't come up with that turnover. And 2 more seconds go off the clock, and now Mattoon with a quick foul. Pilsen reaching on Lamont Ross. And Lamont anxiously claps his hands and trots down the court to get to the free throw line.
Yeah, Mattoon, which has already lost 2 one-point games here in tough fashion, now had that opportunity. They did everything right on the steal, got it, and then kicked it out of bounds. Gave it right back to Galesburg, and now we've got Ross, I think, going to the free throw line.
Should be. Well, what's the holdup here? Everybody's still gathering toward midcourt. A couple of the officials are talking it over. One's over, talking things over with both coaches. I think they're trying to square away maybe who the foul was on. I thought it was on Pilsen. It would be his fourth.
It looked pretty clear that he held Lamont. They were the only two players in the area.
Now the officials are going to confer. 20.7 seconds showing on the game clock here in the fourth quarter, and the Silver Streaks with a 7-point lead. Now one of the official points over to Coach Brian Smith for Mattoon. Well, they're going to inbound it. And Coach Mike Reynolds wants an explanation, and I don't blame him.
Huh.
Why stop the clock if there wasn't a foul? That's what Coach Mike Reynolds is saying. Lamont Ross ought to be shooting 2 free throws here. And he called the hold. He clearly indicated a hold. He pointed to Pilsen.
Yeah, now they're going to have another conference.
Coach Mike Reynolds saying, my guy needs to be shooting free throws here. With 20.7 seconds.
Lamont's going back to the line. He's the only one. He's all down here by himself, but he's convinced he's shooting free throws.
And the 3 officials still standing closer to the Mattoon bench, huddling up.
And the official's having some disagreement there. The one was looking at the other one like, I think you're way off, but all right.
Well, yeah. What what in the world?
We'll have to ask Coach about that afterwards.
This makes no sense. So on the inbounds, the Streaks do get it inbound to Grant Gibson. Still in the backcourt. He tries to toss it away, and it's deflected into Mattoon's hands. Grant Spear leans in, shooting a 3, and they're going to call a foul. For a second, I thought they might call a travel, but they're going to call a foul on Grant Gibson, and that's going to be 3 free throws for Grant Spear.
Well, poor Hannah Hoddle got, Hawkins over there got scared to death when Mike Reynolds pounded the table right in front of her.
Well,
she's
Spear makes a free throw.
She's there riding. Mike got mad.
She's trying to keep stats over there.
Uh-huh.
It's a six-point game as Spear makes the first one. The second one is off the back of the rim. 13.3 seconds to go in the game. And let's hope whatever happened there does not be hard to believe that in 13 seconds the Streaks could cough up a six-point lead. But this demands an explanation why Lamont Ross did not get free throws. Spear makes the final of the three free throws.
And it's not going to count.
54-49.
His teammate came running clear in from half court into the lane before the ball ever hit the rim. They're going to wave that one off. The dumb play for Mattoon on that one.
I saw him running in anticipation of the rebound. I guess I didn't think he got there that quick. Now Butler on the inbound takes the pass and gets poked from Ryan Sparks. And that'll be the third foul of the game on Sparks. And now we will walk it to the other end. And Aslan Butler will shoot a couple of free throws. And he didn't take too kindly to the contact from Sparks.
Yeah, in fact, he swung his elbow there a little bit, got Sparks in the head. And well, this is not the time of the game to engage in that. Just get the win, get off the court.
So Butler to the line. 9 points in the first half, only 2 points in the second half. Came on a basket here in the fourth quarter. The first free throw is up and rolls through.
Just nice to see some action down here on our end of the court.
It's
been a long time.
55-48, Galesburg by seven. So the foul by Grant Gibson on a three-point basket. Mattoon ends up getting only 1 point out of the deal. So a break for Galesburg there. Coach Mike Reynolds still talking things over with one of the officials standing near him on the far side of the court. Butler makes both free throws. Galesburg leads by eight again with 10 seconds to go. On the right side, Spear calling somebody out. Now he'll launch it from just over the arc and makes it. And Coach Brian Smith calls the final Mattoon timeout with a six-point Galesburg lead and 4.7 seconds to show. Well, they show that as a three-pointer. Now his feet were clearly on the line. I had a perfect look at it from right here. His feet were clearly on the line, and they gave him a three-point basket.
Well, thank goodness it isn't a three-point game.
With 4.7 seconds to go and a five-point Galesburg lead, I guess it's not going to matter. But some really questionable things that have happened from the officials here late in the game, and it looks like it's not going to cost Galesburg.
Yeah, a couple of them down here talking amongst themselves. I think, they're learning some things toward the end of this game that they can improve on as well. I think the team that played the better game overall here is going to win. That's what's important, and that would be Galesburg.
Yep.
But it has taken forever to get this thing done. And as hard as these two teams play on every play, it doesn't surprise me that it's taken this long. The other game was supposed to have started by now.
That's right.
Players are looking out of the tunnels, the next teams to come out, Charleston and Rantoul.
Mattoon is out of timeout, so even if Galesburg were to turn it over, and a quick foul by Spear from the backside after the inbound to Grant Gibson, he's going to say even if Galesburg were to turn it over and Mattoon were to get a quick basket, then with under 5 seconds to go, the Streaks wouldn't have even had inbound. And I see now they've got it corrected. It is 56-50, so it was a two-point basket. Thank you very much. Gibson makes the first free throw. And this will just secure the final score with Galesburg on top, 57-50.
Trevon Diggins will get 3.7 seconds of court time as he replaces Asner.
No, he won't. Gibson misses the second free throw. Across half court, Spear launches a three, and that's the ball game. So a good win for Galesburg, 57-50 over Mattoon to improve to 6-8. They snapped the 8-game losing streak yesterday and come back and win here today, 57-50. And Mattoon has lost three games in this tournament by a combined 9 points. And Galesburg improves to 6-8. The Green Wave improved to fall to 3-9. We'll take a timeout. And when we come back for the post-game show, final statistics, individual scoring, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we'll talk things over to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as Galesburg wins it here this afternoon, 57-50 over the Mattoon Green Wave. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's.
My McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown.
Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
By Thorne's Pets and Supplies,
dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street.
And by
Bates Collision Center in Galesburg.
We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Could our ancestors have known the achievements, the inventions, the changes that would mold this world and our lives into what they are today? No more than you or I can begin to imagine what will evolve in the next 100 years. But that does not stop us from dreaming bigger, wanting better, and aspiring to greater things. Which is why we're so fortunate to have the Galesburg Community Foundation on our side. Executive Director Josh Gibb.
The foundation has identified one goal for themselves: to be the vehicle to achieve the best possible outcomes for the community we serve. We want to help the nonprofits right now that are serving our community be the best that they can be. We need to look for strategic alliances, effective programs. We need to talk about the positives, make sure that if something is working, that we replicate it 100 times over so it can have the most impact possible for our community.
Anne Frank wrote, "How wonderful it is that nobody needs to wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Wait no more. Visit ahealthycommunity.org today."
Galesburg Community Foundation, strengthening local philanthropy to support a healthy community.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't be late for the year-end blowout through the close of business Saturday at Lake is Ford Dodge. This is the final week of final deals. Final discounts on every new and used vehicle on the lot. All brand new Ford vehicles priced 1% under dealer invoice. And all new Dodge vehicles in stock, 2% under dealer invoice. Financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months still on all new Ford and Dodge. And still available on pre-owned 2010s and 2011s in stock. Check out some of these low payments. A 2011 Ford Mustang, $316 a month. A 2011 Dodge Durango Express, $330 a month. Or a 2010 Chrysler 300,
just $272 a month.
It's the Lake's final year-end blowout.
And time is running out.
The final year-end blowout through the close of business Saturday at Lake's Ford Dodge.
Hextide license stock fee extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Sunny and windy today. Gusts around 25 miles per hour. High of 50. Rain likely after midnight tonight. Over that low of 38. Chance of rain continuing tomorrow morning. Otherwise, just cloudy tomorrow and a high of 48. Low of 32 tomorrow night with clearing skies. Outlook for the weekend. Sunny on Saturday with a high of 52. Cloudy on New Year's Day and a high of 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 50 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg defeats Mattoon in the third game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 57-50. Galesburg now 6-8 in the season. The Green Wave fall to 3-9. On the year. Good win here for the Silver Streaks. Tale of two different halves, Jim. A really good first half by the Silver Streaks. A real struggle offensively, especially handling the ball in the second half, and yet they found a way to win. Their 9-point lead got down to 2 on a couple of occasions, and yet this team that hasn't had much experience winning at any level found a way to gut it out and win the game. This is one of those, I feel like this is one of those building block win kinds of games for them.
Yeah, because these two teams were very evenly matched, and the Silver Streaks, I thought, just able to fight through a little bit harder and make a few more shots. I thought played a little smarter at times, which,
yes,
you know, comes in pretty handy as well in a close ball game like this. And Mattoon, again, they're a team just like we are. They struggle to score points, but they got a lot of kids that really battle and play very hard. And these are the games that we hope the Streaks will be able to win. We would have liked to got that one yesterday against Charleston. That one eluded us. And this was a similar type of game, but we were able to get this one. And so now we've got our chance when we come to tonight to take on the Rantoul team, which is the favorite in this tournament. And, again, we're hoping as they warm up that the Eagles will go ahead and go to 3-0 by beating Charleston. That will give us a shot at pulling the upset tonight and making it a three-team tie.
Again, we'll talk about the tiebreaker later. But if all three teams finish 3-1, that's kind of the situation we're hoping will evolve here. Again, Galesburg girls in line to play maybe for a championship themselves. They have to defeat Effingham later today. 5:06, 5:15, somewhere around there is going to end up being the pregame show with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. It's a scheduled 5:30 start, but as we all know in tournaments, that may or may not happen. So just tune in after 5 o'clock, and hopefully the pregame show will be coming on shortly after that for the Galesburg girls and the Galesburg boys battling Rantoul here tonight. Again, a scheduled 7:30 start. There is one game ahead of that one for the boys tonight. And that will wrap up the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Here this afternoon, Galesburg defeats Mattoon. Hard-fought win, 57-50. A good one for the Silver Streaks in their sixth victory of the season. Let's take a look at the final statistics, Jim.
Teams shoot nearly identical for the game. Galesburg, 15 of 32, 47%. Mattoon, 14 of 32 for 43%. Strong rebounding edge to Galesburg, 24-15 on the glass. And the turnover count, 18 for the Silver Streaks and 16 for the Green Wave. So an interesting game in the fact that both teams had more turnovers than they had field goals. But most of the points coming from the free throw line. Yep. And that's where both teams shot well, but the Silver Streaks really excelled.
Mattoon was 5 of 14 from three-point range. We talked at halftime how the Silver Streaks had cut down the three-point attempts, only 6 in the first half. Only 1 three-point attempt in the second half, and that was a Drew Nall basket. So they finished 4 of 7 from three-point range. At the free throw line, Mattoon, not bad, 15 of 24, but below their 70% season average. And the Silver Streak come in just under 60% as a team, 22 of 25 from the free throw line, and that helps them win this game 57-50. Coach Mike Reynolds is heading this direction. He's taking a moment to talk things over with the officials for the next game. Maybe they're working the night game, and he's already laying some groundwork for this evening. Who knows? We'll run through the individual scoring for both teams, and we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game momentarily. But again, we're going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds here in just a moment after the Streaks win it 57-50 over the Mattoon Green Wave.
Maybe Mike's telling him, now look, I'm kind of a volatile guy, so when I explode, don't tee me up. It's just me expressing myself. Good luck with that one.
Nobody can attest to that better than Hannah Hawkins after the table slam right in front of her there during late in the ballgame. Well, that's one of the things we definitely want to find out from Mike Reynolds is what was the explanation about why Lamont Ross didn't get to shoot a couple of free throws. And
with us already in the double bonus.
Right. And after the official had clearly signaled a foul on Mattoon. In fact, even the scoreboard still showed a foul on the scoreboard. But now, thankfully, that one didn't matter as Galesburg had an 8-point lead at the time. Then the Streaks compounded it with a foul or a turnover and then a foul on a 3-point play. Mattoon ended up getting only 1 point out of it miraculously and ended up winning it here by 7, 57-50. Galesburg now 6-8. On the season, snapped an 8-game losing streak last night with a win over Taylorville, and now turning back around with 2 victories and setting things up for what probably would be the biggest win of the season if they could get one over Rantoul tonight. Pretty athletic team, pretty talented team, and they're the only team with a winning record here in this tournament. We'll turn things over to Coach Mike Reynolds and Jim Lee if he'll get done schmoozing with everybody.
You know, and I wonder if Mike wasn't asking this set of officials what their interpretation was of the call previously.
Very well could be.
That might not be the case.
I'm still trying to work through it in my own mind what that possibly could have been, why they end up not getting free throws out of a deal. But we'll let Coach Reynolds give us what their explanation of it was. And again, thankfully, it turned out that it didn't matter as the Streaks ended up winning it by 7. So the coach is with us now. We'll turn things over to Jim Lee.
All right. Coach Mike Reynolds about to join us if he can get away from Athletic Director Ralph Henning. And there we've got him on the air. Coach, congratulations. Really a hard-fought win. Before we look at the game and overall, Brad and I were just having still the discussion about how Lamont Ross doesn't get free throws when he got fouled down here. What was going on?
We were right. I just got clarification from three guys that I think are intelligent, so which is the other three refs. Yeah, you know, we were on offense, and we got fouled. You know, if the offensive team would have set an illegal screen, then it's defensive ball. You know, they don't get free throws. But since it was our basketball, and they grabbed, and if they wouldn't have went that way, you could have grabbed them for 20 minutes until
well,
we
sure.
threw the ball away.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not really in the spirit of the rule. So, you know, in the NBA, I mean, like the guy said, in theory, you could have called an intentional foul before the ball's in. In the NBA, you know, it's one shot, and then you get the ball back. So, it didn't cost us, but goodness gracious, if it would have, I wouldn't. You know, we wouldn't be very happy. So.
Yeah. Was there some disagreement among the officiating crew? Or
you know, I don't know their names, but yeah. I thought they did a pretty decent job. They got a little confused there under that, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So all right, as it turned out, didn't really affect the game that much. Thankfully, yeah, that would have been a disaster. Interesting ball game. Both teams, as we said, know that the baskets are hard to come by, so the defense was pretty incredible in this one. There were more turnovers than there were field goals made, but a heck of a gutty win, we thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mattoon's is very similar to us. You know, they play in a league that, you know, has a lot, lots and lots of athletes, and you got to find ways to do things differently. Their way is to get up and be real physical in you and make you put the ball on the floor and try to drive into trouble. And you know, at points we were able to do that successfully, and at other points, you know, we weren't. But I mean, for us to get 57 points, I think we all know how offensive challenged we are sometimes. So you know, I think that's a good win and you know, a good start to today.
We saw at the outset of the game they were playing such tight man-to-man, forcing us out. We knew we were going to have to get some penetration to have a chance.
Yeah.
And eventually we got to the line, and that's where we won the game.
Yeah, you know, we haven't got to the line a lot, but they play a little more physical and hands-on than some of the other teams did in the tournament. And it's nice to see a man-to-man. It was nice to see us, you know, drive the ball to the rim and get some finishes and you know, nice to see us make some free throws.
It was a stressful game for both coaches because, you know, you guys would think you were going to get on a roll, and I know Mattoon the same way. Mm-hmm. Some good things would start to happen, and then a couple of gaffes, and you're right back in a tight ball game, and I guess – you know, you're going to see that all season. You're not going to blow many people out.
No, I'd like to find somebody we could, though, so I don't know. But, yeah, we've got to finish the game a little better than we did today. And I think we're continuing positive steps forward in that aspect. We haven't had a lot of close games, you know, down the stretch where we were leading, except for those two early in the Thanksgiving tournament. So, you know, it's kind of a new thought for us. So, you know, I two's back-to-back and three's a streak, so we got to find a way to win tonight.
I know your guards, sometimes you love some of the things they do and sometimes you hate some of the things they do, and you get high-risk, high-reward with both Kendall Thompson and Lamont Ross. Kendall had some bad turnovers today but also took it to the basket for some big finishes here today.
Yeah, I mean, he's our best open-court player, you know, and we'll need him to step up big tonight against Rantoul because we know that they'll be up in us and all over us and aggressive. And you never know. If they win today, we might be playing for something.
A couple other players. Aslan played like Aslan again in the first half.
Yeah,
that was
amazing.
Good to see.
Amazing what a good night's sleep does, and you don't stay up and play video games all night. Because certainly he's got talent to be a really good player and has talent to, you know, be a good leader on our team. And he forgot that for a day or two, and now we've got him back on track. And I'm glad. You know, I really like the kid, and he's done a lot to try to make his life a positive one, and we just got to continue to keep our guys, you know, accountable for all the little things, and we think that's what's made our program successful, and we got to continue to push that way.
Well, and finally, we haven't given out our Dave's Award yet, but I got a pretty good thing we're going to be in agreement on. Austin Garnett, a couple of huge weak side rebounds and a putback there, a three-point play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He came up big in some tough spots.
He's gutsy, and you know, I think he's getting back to playing like he did at the beginning of the year with a little more confidence. And you know, it's been a little roller coaster for him. He was really good at the beginning, and he went through a stretch where, you know, foul trouble got him a little bit, and then he got frustrated. And now I think, you know, this whole tournament he's been really well, done really well.
Okay, well, you're in position. You got a chance tonight to, especially if Rantoul goes ahead and beats Charleston, to have a three-way tie, and that's all you could ask for on the last game of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we let a game get away yesterday morning because we didn't play right, and, you know, so... we got a hope and wish to have a little luck, but you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, we got to just play well and try to beat a good team tonight.
Okay, good win. See you tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds, head coach of the Silver Streaks here on the post game after they win it by a 57-50 count. Brad?
Take a timeout here on the post game show. When we come back, our individual scoring stuff to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Streaks are 6-8. Good win over Mattoon. 57-50. We'll continue with the post game coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get revved up for the new year with a chance to win your choice of a brand new Cadillac CTS, a Chevy Silverado pickup, or $10,000 in cash. Now through December 29th, 40 qualifiers will be selected daily from noon to 8 p.m. Double entries every Wednesday. The winner will be drawn Friday, December 30th at 8 p.m. Must be 21 or older. Catfish Bend Casino at the junctions of Highway 34 and 61 Burlington. Bet with your head not over it. See player services for complete details.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
57-50. Galesburg wins its second straight, defeating Mattoon 57-50. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Jared Pilsen led all scorers for Mattoon today with 15. Grant Spear also in double figures for the Green Wave with 11. Next up, Ryan Sparks with 8. Skylar Hartbank had 7. Shaughnessy Carlin off the bench early in the game at 5 in the first quarter, did not score the rest of the game. Christopher Heller and Ryan Hutchinson each had 2. Michael White did not score for Mattoon. Silver Streaks put 3 players in double figures. Lamont Ross and Aslan Butler tied for scoring honors with 13. Austin Garnett had 10 and 5 rebounds. Butler had 7 rebounds and Ross had 5 rebounds. Kendall Thompson fouled out of the game, just missed double figures with 8 off the bench. Grant Gibson had 6. Drew Nall had 4. Carson Cheeseman hit a big 3-pointer in the second quarter for his only points. And Ryan Carl played briefly but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it 57-50. And again, thanks largely to shooting 22 of 25 from the free throw line, 88% in this game, and 10 of 11 in the fourth quarter, missing only their final free throw when the Streaks were already up by 7 and only 5 seconds to go in the game. Take a final timeout when we come back. We have your Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's like sunshine.
It's orange.
Ooh, I look good in orange.
I love purple.
Purple?
That's so last year.
Orange is the color for 2012. Pick up the new orange WGIL button and stick it on your coat, your hat, your purse. If you're spotted wearing the new orange button, you could win up to $500 in cash. And I'm certain you look good in cash.
Cash!
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country, and they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
57-50, Galesburg beats Mattoon, third game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, and the Streaks, with a Rantoul win over Charleston, will be playing for a chance to tie for the title here tonight. But first things first, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and a good win for the Silver Streaks here today, Jim.
Yeah, I think we gave it away when we talked to Coach Mike Reynolds that there are a number of guys that came up big down the stretch at the free throw line and doing some things well, but one key point in the ball game, we thought, well, actually a couple of times, once in the first half when it wasn't really crunch time, it was big to anytime you miss a shot on one side and have guys on the other side get a rebound and get a chance to score, that's good. It comes in the fourth quarter, it's great. And Austin Garnett, when we were struggling to score some points, went on the other side, got a rebound, put it up and in, and made the free throw. A big three-point play, which gave us a little more cushion after I think Mattoon had cut it down to 2 or 3 points. And that was, we thought, literally one of the key points of the game, and Austin Garnett came through for us.
Finished off the play from the free throw line. In fact, Austin was 6 of 7 from the free throw line. A kid coming in shooting just over 50% from the free throw line. Makes 6 of 7 here today, including 3 of 3 in the fourth quarter. Makes both of his baskets in the fourth quarter, and that big three-point play, as Jim mentioned, helped secure a Galesburg victory today, 57-50 over Mattoon. Again, a reminder, Galesburg girls against Effingham coming your way a little after 5 o'clock tonight for the pregame show from Charleston with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Good luck to Coach Evan Massey's team as a win over Effingham would put the streaks in the title game at the Charleston tournament. And again, Galesburg boys basketball coming up against Rantoul following the girls game against Effingham. We should have pregame coverage right around 7:06 or 7:10, maybe as late as 7:15, depending on how that first game is officiated here tonight as well, with the tip-off scheduled for 7:30. So good luck to Tom and Eric and the girls over at Charleston. And on behalf of Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks boys win it 57-50. Good night for a while from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.